The Confession by Jesse Burton, read by Hayley Atwell. Maria Vargas, Ava Gardner. That's difficult to believe, living in this day and age. Harry Dawes, Humphrey Bogart. What makes you think we're living in this day and age? Joseph Mankiewicz, The Barefoot Contessa, 1954. One can return from the fictive world to the everyday world, but something alien remains alive in the mind after the return. Pauli Pulka. 1980. Chapter 1. That Saturday, an early winter's afternoon on Hampstead Heath, Elise had actually been waiting for someone else. It was a set-up through John, her flatmate and landlord. She wasn't quite sure why she was there for a man she'd never met, but she often went with other people's suggestions. In the end, the bloke hadn't shown, and as she came out of a clearing into the last low beam of light, Elise saw a woman standing with a sweep of trees behind her, their leaves the colour of cinnamon on the Turkish blue sky. The scale of the trees against the woman's body was immense but correct. They looked part of an exquisite giant headpiece, as if she was a goddess or nature's queen. She turned to Elise across the span of land, acknowledging her with a smile, as if Elise was a page in her court, a lucky fellow being given his mistress's ear. And maybe a man did come to the heath for Elise, running late, in a scarf and a padded jacket, pacing through the falling leaves. Elise would never know. She smiled back at the woman, who began to move towards her, and the plan had been disturbed. Elise turned and walked away. She looked once over her shoulder, and the woman was following her. Elise was used to people following her. Aged 10, eavesdropping on the adult conversation in the kitchen, she'd heard her mother's friend say, "That one's going to be a heartbreaker." And she'd never forgotten it. When you're a child, people will tell you what you are, how you're going to be, and often you remember it. Beauty had come to Elise. They told her it had. She never talked about it or did anything about it, although she was asked to model and all that kind of thing, being stopped on the street at 13, 14. She never did it, never called back. But there it was. Despite the scrutiny, she still felt invisible. Until Constance Holden looked at her on Hampstead Heath by the cinnamon trees. They left the heath and approached the long wall of railings that bordered a cemetery, and Elise thought about what was going to happen. She'd never been with a woman before. She stopped, not turning round, waiting like she was the wolf in the game of grandmother's footsteps. She imagined hurling a railing like a javelin as far as an Olympian, deep into the graves where skeletons would shatter. It would show this woman that she was strong. She turned, and the woman was still there, arms folded, looking a little sheepish. She was certainly older than Elise, but Elise was 20, and most of the adults in her life were older than her. She was probably in her 30s. Elise took in her clothes. A man's shirt, long overcoat open to show slim, uncomplicated jeans, a pair of brogues. No obvious makeup, a small silver ball in the lobe of each ear. A delicate wristwatch on a beautiful wrist. Elise placed her hand round the cemetery railing and spoke because she believed she was safe in this public space. This woman couldn't molest her, nor spear her with her own railing. And after all, Elise's life model class had been cancelled, so she had nothing else to do. "One day I'm going to die, and that'll be it," Elise said, pointing her finger between the railings. She made no comment on the fact that the woman had been following her. The woman hugged her arms tighter to herself and laughed, and her laugh made her look confident, a vixen upright on her hind legs. Elise looked over the woman's left shoulder to the gravestones pushing through the earth like crooked teeth. They were on the poor side of the plots here, far from the tombs of splotched marble belonging to dead pioneers of industry, and somewhere near them, their wives angled in the soil. Beyond was a crematorium brick chimney, tall and erect,